So tight 2-1 loss tonight. You know, even game of throat. Just what did you think of your team's effort tonight?
The effort was excellent, I thought. The first period was okay. We were a little slow, but it was still close. I think both teams were feeling it out a bit. But I thought the guys really put in a huge amount of effort in the second and third. That was more like us. That was more our brand of hockey, faster, more physical. We created a lot of offensive chances as a result of that, some power plays, some time in the O-zone. So, I thought especially the second and third, the effort was really strong.
You know, Saskatoon, not a team you guys see too often. How difficult is it to prepare for a team you only see once or twice a year?
You know, it takes work and it takes effort and preparation, but it's the same as any other team. And those are actually fun. It's fun to prepare for new things, new tactics you haven't seen before, new personnel. So I think our guys did a really good job absorbing that, implementing the game plan, and, came within one goal.
Player who really stood out tonight was Griffin Outhouse, your netminder. Made some spectacular saves in the first and second periods, even had a couple in the third. How crucial is it to have just a solid netminder like Outhouse between the pipes?
Yeah, it's very crucial. We saw that both ways tonight. Their goalie played exceptionally well also. Kept them in when we were really pressing. So both goalies made some huge saves. Both goalies battled. I'm sure both goalies are exhausted. And you're right, Griff's a big foundational piece for us, as is their goaltending for them.
And just about the power play right at the end there, a big opportunity for your team. You go 6-on-4 right at the end there. You could hear the fans that were trying to get you guys to shoot. Yeah. But is looking for that perfect pass just a part of the team's plan here on the power play, or would you like to see a little bit more urgency in the team there shooting in the final moments?
That's the right question. It's a really good question. There are two answers to that. First answer is in those situations, you just need to find a way to get it through somehow. You're right, you can't overpass. You can't overshoot either. You can't look to pick for a perfect spot. Just got to get to an area where you can hopefully outnumber and score that way. The other part of it, though, I would say is you have to give credit to Saskatoon. There was a couple of big shot blocks there where they were in the lane, they were clogging everything up, and there were times where our guys really tried hard to get through, and Saskatoon just did a good job.
Also, it looked like your team had a little bit of trouble handling the puck, exiting their own zone as well at the blue line. Couple breakaways the other way for Saskatoon. That's just something that you guys need to work out the kinks of?
Yeah, I would say that's just a matter of more just high percentage plays. You know, sometimes if a team's gone a couple games and hasn't scored as much as they want to, you try trying to do a little bit too much. Try to do everything in one play, you know, try to beat a guy and go score a highlight reel goal. Just about staying with high percentage, process-oriented plays, and eventually, you turn the ice in your favor that way.
And now looking ahead, you guys got a big 5-game road trip coming up against all BC Division opponents here. Your team's had a lot of practice time and haven't had a lot of these big road trips. How prepared do you think your team is for this upcoming 5-game road trip?
It's perfect timing for this, actually. We get to go get away, be together, spend some time on the bus, play lots of games. So it's just getting in a rhythm of playing and traveling and recovering. And, we get to go play in some great buildings, hostile environments, and just to go for it. Just go attack and kind of loose, play with a lot of speed and energy and have some fun with it.